Well, to her book review for us, good morning to Lisa Finucane in the Auckland studio.
Morning.
Jo Nesbo's at it again. Tell me about The Kingdom.
Oh, Jo Nesbo. We love Jo Nesbo. As everyone I'm sure knows, I mean, everybody reads Jo Nesbo and the Harry Hole series, and he's a musician and economist. You know, he played top-level soccer. He was a reporter. And that just comes through in his books because they're so complex and layered and interesting that I think absolute kudos to the author because he brings such a wealth of stuff into it. Now, The Kingdom is different from the Harry Hole. I think it's Harry Hole pronounced. Books, and so don't be put off because it's a little bit less jolly than Harry Hole tends to be. A slower start. And I must admit, I'll tell you the bad bit first. When you first start, it's not a fast pace. Plus, I started reading on the PDF, the cursed PDF, which, of course, is difficult to read. And so I wasn't as engaged. But then I moved to a book and the story started picking up. And so while the first maybe quarter, I was going, where's this going? That second three quarters, it was one of those unputdownable books that you just go, oh my gosh, what's happening? What's happening? And another thing, the opening scene, the young brother goes out with the father's beloved dog, terrible accident. The older brother has to come in and put the dog down out of kindness. The dog dies. I mean, who starts a book like that and who reads a book like that? Certainly not me. Nevertheless, I did persevere and stuck with it. And that scene, when you go back to it, is really evocative of what happens throughout the book. So don't be put off. So, what's the book about? Two brothers born and raised on a Norwegian mountaintop farm with a little village down below them. One brother goes off to seek fame and fortune, and the other one stays behind and runs a garage and is a bit hermity, you think, to start with, and is a bit grumpy and sits there. The younger brother comes back 15 years later with a beautiful architect wife and plans to develop a big hotel on the top of the mountain. The parents have died in a car accident at a tricky ravine. Somebody else has died there. People don't all love the brothers. People have very complex relationships with the brothers, as they do with each other. And so the story progresses. So, say, starts quite simply. You think, is this even a thriller? It's very, very complex. The relationship between the brothers is, like all brotherly relationships in books often are, they're a bit Cain and Abel, they're a bit prodigal son. But it's just not that simple. There's not really a good and a bad. Obviously, we like the protagonist best, but he has his own issues. Very complex characters. There are lots of twists in the plot. It's dark. It's about loyalty to family. It's about skeletons in the closet. It's about the tenacity of small villages where relationships go over many decades, not just that sort of meet someone and move on. So there you go. I think I'm almost running out of time, but absolutely, it's a good thriller. You know, it's a really good book to read.
He's often fairly graphic. Where is he on the scale this time?
Oh no, no graphic. Except when the dog dies, that's a bit graphic. But apart from that, no, it's not. There's a great atmosphere, and it's not actually set in the long dark Scandinavian winter, so it's not that sort of situation necessarily.
Yeah. But a goodie.
Yes, go out, buy it and read it. It's one I recommend.
Thank you. Lisa Finucane has read The Kingdom by Jo Nesbo, published by Penguin Random House, $37 the price.